Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're not every woman, but we're three fabulous broads for this Wednesday's edition of Broad Appeal. I've got the fabulous Tanya Atkinson, president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, and with me, as I always hope every Wednesday morning, gee whiz, I hope I get to see Kristen today, Dr. Kristen Lierley. If you would like to see the three fabulous broads, you can always watch us on Civic Media's YouTube channel, also at Maggie Dawn Show on Insta, X, and the Book of Faces. It is our last segment of the hour to text in to win in Civic Media's Scotty Summer statewide giveaway. This hour giving away either $100 or Brewers Club level tickets, and your text in this hour will also qualify you to win one of our grand prize getaways, including gas money, which is amazing, to either Wisconsin Dells or Door County, two of my favorite places in the state. I call it Wis Vegas, but I do it with love. That word to text in on the Civic Media app, not the regular way, but got to do it on the app, is supper, S-U-P-P-E-R, as in supper clubs are a Wisconsin classical tradition. Ladies, before the break, we were talking about the big, brutal bill and its attempts to target Planned Parenthood, an organization, for those that don't know, and sometimes I think avoid knowing, provides essential, basic health care for women in every single community across the country, filling critical healthcare shortages, especially in rural communities, and providing that care in a sensitive way that meets female patients and other patients exactly where they are. That is one of the hallmarks of every single one of my friends that's ever been in a Planned Parenthood. They always felt like that was a safe environment, and they didn't feel judged. And that is not always the case in doctor-patient relationships. Sorry to say, they're not all like Dr. Kristen Lierley, who just talked to another fabulous broad, one of my personal heroes, Senator Elizabeth Warren, about the new MAGA regime's murder bill. Tell us more, Dr. Lierley.
Yeah, I just got off a call with Senator Warren. We talked about the MAGA murder bill, the bill that will take health care away from thousands of Wisconsinites. It'll shut down rural hospitals. I mean, let's be honest, yes. So many rural hospitals depend on Medicaid in order to keep their doors open. This is not going to make people healthier. Cutting healthcare doesn't cut sickness. And I think that's really important to acknowledge here. But one of the things that I walked away from this conversation with was, we talk about this stuff all the time because it's pretty consuming in our world, but only one in four people know what's happening with this bill. Mm. There's a lot of room for us to get the message out. And when we get the message out, it's important for us to use terminology that people understand, like Badger Care instead of Medicaid, so people know that we're talking about them. We really have to bring it home for people. We can't wait until the effects hit home and they're suffering. It's too late then. Now is the time to have these conversations. So we're so grateful to have you here, Tanya, to really highlight what's happening with Planned Parenthood here in Wisconsin.
Great. And thank you, Dr. Lierley. And I'm really grateful for the reminder that in our amazing state of Wisconsin, we call Medicaid Badger Care. So thank you for that reminder.
Mm-hmm. I promise you, every single person that can hear my voice right now, whether you're watching this on a podcast, on Apple Pods or Spotify or live right now, you know someone that you love that is on Badger Care right now. You know someone that you love that will get administratively written off of Badger Care. And the point that Dr. Lierley made just a moment ago is essential. And I want to ask you about the impacts of this on infant and maternal mortality, Tanya, because here's the deal. Human beings always demand health care. We need health care. Because you eliminate healthcare doesn't mean that people don't need it. What ends up happening is they don't get the care they need and the time that they need, and they don't get preventative care. So we end up in where, everyone together now? Hospitals. We end up dying more. We're sicker, which, guess what? Drives up what? Everyone together in the back of the class, premiums and deductibles and the overall cost. We spend more per capita than any other developed democracy in the world and get worse outcomes, and our maternal and infant mortality is getting worse. What's going on, Tanya? Why is that the case?
Well,
so many reasons.
You know, yeah, there's so many reasons. You know, I mean, I think you've both named it. the reality is, this isn't about healthcare. This provision isn't about healthcare. It's not about abortion. It's about control. And there's the small minority of politicians that are trying to impose their beliefs on all Americans. Right now, in this big insert adjective bill, politicians are making some of the biggest cuts to healthcare, including Medicaid and defunding Planned Parenthood, which again is not defunding Planned Parenthood. It is taking away healthcare from Wisconsinites just so billionaires can get more tax breaks. That's what's happening right in front of us live. And really briefly to your point about infant and maternal health, Wisconsin has got some of the largest inequities when it comes to Black maternal health. It is at crisis levels, and that is not the Wisconsin I grew up in. You can tell from the accent. That is not the Wisconsin I grew up in. We can do better, and we need to demand our local politicians do better. So everybody should contact their congressional representative, definitely Senator Johnson, definitely Senator Baldwin, and let them know how much you care. Let your friends know what's going on.
It's the MAGA murder bill.
MAGA murder bill.
It is the MAGA murder bill. It will not work. No one will be better off. It will just cost us more for worse outcomes. Bottom line. And the hypocrisy of it all from folks that call themselves pro-life speaks for itself. My big, big thanks to Tanya Atkinson, president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, and my I always hope every Wednesday co-host for this segment called Broad Appeal, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, host of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show on Saturdays and Sundays on WGBW in Green Bay. I will talk to you next week, Dr. Lyerly. And Tanya, great to see you. We will talk again soon. Everybody, you got 30 seconds to text in the word to win, supper, SUPPER, and have some summer fun on Civic Media. We'll be back after the top of the hour with another fine guest talking about the economy. Is it really better, or is Trump just full of it? You can take a guess. We discuss next.